Yep, some scripture on my heart. Over in 1 Kings. And I guess where we'll start reading in about the... I'll read a little there at the end of the 6th and the beginning of the 7th chapter of 1 Kings. And Lord's been laying this on our heart the last couple of days. I've had other scriptures I was studying on this week and thinking on it. Just seemed like I couldn't get away from thinking about. I know we went to a dedication service today, Eric. I couldn't get away from the thoughts of that. And thank you, Kim. And Lord just kept impressing this on our heart. And you know how you do. A lot of times I kept thinking, well, I'm just going to follow where the Lord's been. I thought of leading me all week. And boy, further the day went on, the heavier this started getting on me. And ever since we've left up there at the Beulah this morning, the Lord just kept bearing this on me. And I thought, Lord, I'm not going to question you. I'm going to follow you. And so we want to read just a little bit of this here. And with the Lord's help, we'll maybe be able to see some great things here. But start there maybe about the 37th verse of the 6th chapter. And talking about the Solomon's temple here, it says, and he built, or excuse me, 37th verse. In the 4th year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid in the Mount Ziph. And in the 11th year, in the month Beul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof. And according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams upon pillars. And we'll skip over a little bit right there in some of that reading. And maybe just get on over to about the 51st verse in that 7th chapter and read that. And it says, so was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And like I say, maybe this is a little bit of reading here at the beginning of this. But maybe turn over into 2 Chronicles. And we know how that this was in about the 7th verse, 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles. We know here about the dedication that Solomon was having for the house of God there in these things. And it said in that, you know, when we was reading there over in Kings there, that it was finished. He'd finished all the things. It was needing to be done. And then he was dedicating unto the Lord these things. And let's read here in this 7th chapter here of 2 Chronicles. He said, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And you can read on over in this, and let's just skip on over just a little bit there. I won't read all of that. But he said there, and get on down about the 11th verse. Says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And then it says, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of thy land, which I have given them. And this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Now I know that was quite a bit of reading right there, but felt like that's what the Lord wanted us to read. I got to thinking on these things here, and I thought about these dedications in the house of God that was going on right here. And you look that word up, and it means to devote something. In other words, you give something. When you devote something, you read that, and that means to give wholly. You to give it all, to give everything. And we've seen where Solomon done that with the house of God over there in that day, and he offered up sacrifice, and he gave all these things. And I thought about that, and I thought about it as we went up there today with one of our fellow churches, and how they didn't call us up there when the framing went in. Erickins didn't call us up there when the grading got done. We didn't have that time right there. And we heard a lot of testimonies today in the building of this, in the process of this building, how that there was discouragement, there was times when they were ready to give up, there's times like it was never going to happen. And I'm just speaking naturally about the things we heard today up there. We heard these things, how that it looked like at times it wasn't ever going to get to the end. And times when everybody there was ready to give up. And the Lord kept bearing on me some of the thoughts I'd had this week there. We went today because it was finished. We went today, and there was a dedication took place. There was a devoting, there was a giving of this building that God had blessed this church with. They was wanting to do a ceremony to give this back to the Lord. None of this could take place until this building was finished. I got to thinking, Matthew, on some of these thoughts, and I thought about over in the Word of God, and maybe we'll just read that too. 12th chapter of Romans, I know it's familiar. Won't be reading much, just going to read this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. And I'll stop right there in that. I got to thinking on these things here, how that the Word of God tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And you look up the word dedication, and you look up the word present. And both of these words, Isaac, means giving. Both of them means is giving yourself. You can look them up, and they're both basically the same thing. Devoting yourself, giving wholly unto something. And I got to thinking in that, you can't dedicate, you can't present nothing until it's finished. There's no way you're going to give a half-done gift to your wife. There's no way you're going to give something that's halfway to somebody you love. You're going to get it when it's done and it's finished and it's fully complete. And I got to thinking about the Bible telling us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. And how that on the day when Solomon presented and he dedicated and he gave unto God, he didn't give something halfway, he gave it fully. He gave everything that he thought that house needed. He put every piece of gold, every vessel, everything that he thought that God, that he knew that God required to be in that before he called it finished. Get the fire with me. And when it was called finished, he dedicated and he offered sacrifice in that place. And the glory of the Lord fell upon it. The presence of God was seen by everybody around there. By all the people of Israel. The very king himself. They everyone saw in that building. They saw the presence of God. They saw the power of God fall down upon it. And he sent the sacrifice. And I got to thinking. And I got to looking and thinking of having the houses of God anymore. When this house of God was dedicated, the presence of the Lord, it was not unable to be seen. The power of God, you could see it except the sacrifice. You could see the glory of the Lord, and there was nobody else could go inside that place because the glory of the Lord filled it up. And I got to thinking about how many of us sit on a church pew every Sunday, every Wednesday. I got to thinking about how many churches up and down Leicester, Eric Gaddy is full of people. Hey, and you can't see. I'm going to tell you something. He said this is an earthly tabernacle. This house will be dissolved one day. But I'm going to tell you what, you better have a building not made with hands in your life. Hey, there's a place. There's a place already dedicated to God. It's stated up there today that the church ain't the building. And I'm going to state it again here tonight, the church ain't this old natural building. But I'm going to tell you what, there's some individual houses of God that are sitting on each pew in here tonight. Mike Ball, you are an individual house of God. Colin Freeman, you are an individual house of God. Eric Gay, you're an individual house of
God. We're many members. Yes, we are. He said in my Father's house, there's many mansions. I'm going to tell you what. There's many mansions. But I'm going to tell you something. Each one holds a sanctified, glorified sacrifice of God. He said to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. What's going to make you holy and acceptable? You better have a house finished.
And I ain't talking about your old worldly house of this tabernacle. I'm not about to be able to not make hands. There's a whole lot today in the house that got finished. We're trying to give it to God. There's a whole lot today that ain't never got it finished. Preacher, I'm as good as you. You might be. But you better be as good as him. We say it all the time, there's only one perfect man ever walked this earth. Yes, there was. And you know where he lives? In me. You might be just as good as the old outward house, but you got to be as good as the inward house. I'm going to tell you what, people are working on something in this life, and they're either seeing their spiritual house finished, or they're working on finishing this old natural house. I done told you, Solomon didn't dedicate it before the house was finished, did he? We didn't go to a dedication in just a bunch of framed walls today up there, a poured slab, or a graded out house seat. We went to a building that had the paint on the walls, the carpet laid, hey, everything was there to say it was finished and it was ready, hey, to give unto God. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, it's His from beginning to the end. I read you when the foundation was laid, all the way up until it was finished. I promise you this, we're God's. No matter what stage we're in, we're God's. And He'll do something with us one way or the other. But we better come before Him a finished product. You stand before Him not being clothed in the righteousness of His Son, you'll stand naked. Hey, there'll just be a frame standing before Him, and that'll not be acceptable in the eyes of God.
You know what the last thing has to be done anymore when you finish something? You get what's called a CO.
What is that, preacher?
A certificate of occupancy. You know what? There's a lot of people that don't like to go through the proper codes, don't like to go through the proper channels, and they'll build their house the way they want it.
Do you know what by doing that?
Legally, you can't run no fire to them, Conley. Most of them live there and they light their own fires and they live their own way. Because they don't want to go through inspections and they don't want somebody telling them how they got to build their house up to standard. There's a lot today that's sitting around and they don't want to hear what the Word of God says about how you need to live. They don't want to measure up to what the code book says. And they'd just soon live without a CO and without any fire. But I'm going to tell you what God's going to require. He's going to require power in your house. And you ain't big enough to hook up your own power. You ain't big enough to get your own CO. You ain't big enough to do a thing. It's going to require God. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Say, well, preacher, how in the world can I get my house finished?
I'm going to tell you this. Up there today, hey, we heard a recognition give to man after man after woman after man after woman. All up there, it took forever, Eric. I'm not saying that in a mean way. There's a whole lot of people had part in that church building up there. And they was everybody, Ricky Wolf, wanted to make sure he acknowledged and not leave one person out. Hey, and there may have been some that never got their name mentioned. But I'm going to tell you what, that's all right too. I don't think there's fire for the glory. But I'm going to tell you something. There's only one that'll get recognized in this house. There's only one that'll get recognized for the building that's going on. Hey, and I promise you this one day, on Calvary's cross, he said, "It's finished."
Ain't no more building has to go on this house. It's finished. You know the only thing lacking, Bill Sheriff, really? Presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. The house is finished. That house is finished up there today. But you know what took place? The church wanted to dedicate. The church wanted to give it and make it an open showing that it was given back to the Lord, for He gave it to them to start with. You know what the Lord's waiting on in a lot of lives, David? To give Him back. The house got finished. All you've got to do is move in.
You ain't got to work on it. You ain't got to do a thing.
On His will and move into it. And say, "Lord, I want to dedicate this to You.
You gave it to me."
You know why people can't live right, Mike? They ain't never devoted nothing back to God. They ain't never got their house built, to be honest with you. They're still just living in a frame. Ain't got no protection around them. Ain't got no warmth. Ain't got no insulation. And they sure ain't got no fire. Lord, give me something. Back when I was going to give home. He said, "It's finished, son. You're just going to leave it." He said, "With the heart they believe for the righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Rick Wolf didn't feel right today up there without trying to mention every night.
And I promise you, that's all well and good.
But he made sure to give God the glory. That's where the glory lies. It wasn't in all the other hands.
That's just something the Lord used to get it together.
They was many members. It's all about the one body. It's all about the one body. And maybe a whole house full of church sitting here. We got people getting to work praying to see saints. I'm praying to see some houses get dedicated to the Lord. I'm praying to see some come up out of this hole in my fall and say, "I'm glad to save me. I want to live for Him early and bold. Well, I want to give all I got to Him." Hey, and I promise you this. Hey, the Lord laid down some stipulations on old Solomon over there. Hey, He said, "If you ever turn away from me, there's some things going to happen to this house. Hey, people's going to go by and wonder how it went so far down. But I'm going to tell you about the old natural things. Them was some natural buildings. Hey, they could not stand, had not stood, and will not stand. You know what they've done with me? Enemies come in, some of the kings that was over there, all of that magnificent work that Solomon done, they came right in there, they ripped the gold off the doors, they melted it down, they stole the vessels out of it. Why? Because it was something that was made by man's hands, so man could get his hands on it. Hey, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Hey, not this old earthly tabernacle of this house, but the building not made with hands in the heavens. Hey, I'm thankful today that any man can get his hands on it. God made a house. God said it's finished. And man. you ain't got glory, you ain't got eyes. You ain't never been changed. You ain't never devoted your life to the Lord. You ain't never given. And he said to present your body a living sacrifice. When he gave something, it's not a hard thing to do. When Solomon dedicated that to the Lord was willing to receive his sacrifice. And the glory of the Lord fell on that place, and everybody could see it. When the Lord leads and the Lord draws to an altar, it ain't a hard thing to go. Oh, it seems hard. 7 years. That's how long Solomon worked on God's house. He worked on his 13. Did you see something wrong there? It didn't take that long to complete God's house, 7 years.
That's because God.
God had a hand in that. Solomon worked 13 years on this. We work a whole lot harder on ours than we will here for me.
We sure will.
We talked about the prayer room, folks. It's something what was on my heart. Well, we'll work and work and work, and our work will bristle feller. We'll work to have us a nice. Now, and I'm not talking about natural. I really ain't. I mean, yeah, that's part of it. We dedicate a whole lot to our own natural goods. But I'm talking about spiritually for just a minute. We work real hard to build ourselves up. We work real hard to make ourselves feel good. What do we do to glorify God? What do we do to lift Him up? What do we do to honor Him? It don't take much. 7 years. Anytime you read that number 7, it makes something complete. It's right. They had to leave some pilots and labor with him in that house. People truly appreciate what it was. You go over and read after it got torn down. You go over and read where they went to build it back. Maybe some of them went to them crying because they knew what it once was. There's some were weeping and crying because of the glory they did in that name.
There's some in the house of God today are weeping and crying because they knew what it was. There's some today that's a glory in what they're getting ready to see get built.
But let's put in the full effort on building the things for the Lord. And quit working so hard for what we want. We may have to labor a little while. We may have to work a little while.
But I promise you there'll be a dedication we'll get to watch. There'll be a dedication we'll get to be part of.
We'll see them like devoted to give a life to Him, to the Lord. Just hang in there. Hang in there.
Well, there's a dedication day coming.
My life got given to God when I was 12 years old. And ever since then, Darrell, you better see something different than me. I'm not glorying in myself.
No, sir, I'm not taking one bit of credit.
There's something that doesn't got finished in my life.
Every man's tempted, this is in James, 1st chapter, 14th verse. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren.
What are you devoting to God? What sin's finished or what God has finished?
What are we giving to God? That's where my heart's been, David, in this.
What are we dedicating to God? What are we trying to bring Him? What are we trying to offer Him? Are we offering Him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? Or are we offering Him what sin's finished? Just the old death, the old man, the old sinfulness of our life. Are we giving Him anything that's honorable, that's a reasonable service, that's holy, that's acceptable? Are we giving Him? Are we presenting Him? Are we devoting to Him? That that's been finished on Calvary's cross, that He's willing to accept. Are we offering Him what's been finished in sin? The old natural works of man. Is it you really said that man come to the church and he just has to do it because he just dreads it and he's going through a routine? Better check up. Better check up. You have to come down to the church just to keep the preacher quiet. Keep anybody else from making bad of me. Just jerk this old thing at sin's finished. This old dead thing. These men with one body. We've all got work to do. We've all got a part to do. That's the house of God. It's mentioned. Lord knows how things are going tonight. It's mentioned. Little old Jay ain't here to carry that cup of water. And he's missed. And you ain't here to open up, you missed. And you ain't here to do your part enough, you missed. And you ain't here wasting, you missed. We've all got a part in here. But what are we bringing? You took water back and forth to me all day long, he can get you to. You can grab this off the plate and you can walk around everybody else asking in again, and we'll get you heavy.
Eric Getty loves and appreciates you
as much as anybody in this world, son, as I've got to know you. But you can grab in a church house seat out and around this nation, around this country, ain't gonna get you heavy. David, you can help, you can do everything you can down at the church. Mow the grass, trim the bushes, Colin. Ain't gonna get you to heaven. You know what that is? That's this old man. That's this old man. This house is unfinished. I ain't got to do the work to get it built. We're saved by grace through faith, not works. Lest any man should boast in that. There's nowhere for us to boast in this. There's nowhere for me to say I've done one good work. You know where I glory? In looking back at Calvary's cross and saying, it's finished. You know what I got to see up there today? And Lord help the Lord to move me out to come out of my pew and up there today. Because He got my loneliness for a little while. But the Lord wouldn't turn me loose with it. But I got to looking around at the beauty of that building. I sure did.
I got to looking at the magnificency
that had been put in and the effort and the time-staking pains that had been put in there early. And there had been. There's been some effort went into that. And you know what? When I walked in there, the first thing that struck me is this is a beautiful building. I'm honest with you. I ain't jealous. I'm happy. I'm glad. I hope the Lord saves souls through the preached word of God. I hope He fills that house up. Hey, preacher, you, that's a big church. I'm going to tell you something. I wish God's church would get bigger and bigger. I want it the right way. I want it through the born, washed in the blood. Hey, I want it born again under the preached word of God. The big building ain't all it is. I said all that to say this. I saw all the beauty in that place. Do you know what? As I got to seeing that, and that building finished, and what beauty it was to the natural eye, I got to thinking about the one that hung on Calvary's cross when I offered Him up the vinegar. And I got to thinking about when He said it's finished and He gave up the ghost. Born a man's eye, that wasn't pretty.
to the old natural eye of man, the old earthly house of that tabernacle,
they destroyed it, didn't they? To man's eye, they beat it till it was bloody. To man's eye, they destroyed it. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, this world, like that painted nice carpet and nice pew church we sat in today. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't beautiful, this world. But I'm going to tell you what. When His blood got shed, when His blood got offered up before the Father, He wasn't looking at the old earthly house. He was looking at the sacrifice that got finished.
That was the beauty that God saw. He wasn't looking for the beauty of man. He was looking at the beauty that came through the blood of His Son on Calvary's cross. That's what finished the house.
When the sacrifice got offered, you might have looked and said Solomon's house was finished. That house wasn't finished until the sacrifice got given. That house wasn't finished until there was some dedication went on the inside. And I promise you this, my people ain't saved until it's finished on the inside. They can get the house built with their hands. They can clean it up, make it look like they want to. And they can call it finished. But I promise you, when sin's finished, it's death. But when God's finished, it's life. I saw the house and he finished, Mike. This is dead. This is going back to the earth. Then it got born again and it got finished. And it's going to heaven. It didn't look pretty over on Calvary's hill. It's the prettiest house ever got built. Because it's a house that withstood storms. And a lot of pretty buildings gets destroyed every year. By fire. By wind, by water, by earthquakes. My house is built on the stone that the builders rejected. My house is built on a sure foundation. My house is built on a solid rock. The winds can blow, it ain't built on sand. The rains can fall. The earth can quake, but I'm thankful that I've got a sure house. I'm thankful when I got one that's finished. I ain't waiting on it to get done. I ain't waiting on a group of people to gather up over our Israel to build it. I ain't waiting on nothing like that to take place. Why, preacher? Because I done read to you where he's saying it's finished. It's done. Completed. That's what finished means. You want to hear that definition? I think I got it wrote down. Completed, ended, and done. Explain to me what else has got to take place. It's completed, ended, and done. It's finished, it's dedicated, and it's been accepted. All you got to do is move in.
You got the CO.
You got the power hooked up already. Just move me.
Preacher, why are you preaching that tonight? Ask God. Ask God.
You better have your house complete. You better have everything you need.
And it better not just be a halfway built house that you're off with.
That you're trying to get done. Otherwise, you'll stay before you make it.
I don't believe you, preacher. over in 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, over where we was a quoting from about this earthly tabernacle. He said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done." In other words, that he has finished, whether it be good or bad. You'll stand before him in an unfinished house of sin, or you'll stand before him in the finished house, not made with hands, which is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. "Knowing therefore that the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commended not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory in our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart." Paul's telling them, you look at who I am. He's a man that gave up all the honor to the Pharisees to take on affliction, pain. He says you give it to people when they got questioned and you show them it's worth giving up this world. Because what he had was greater. You read in the first of this how that this man groans.
It groans. This old man I'm living in right now, it's groaning.
It's wanting to go home.
Every day I live, the more I want to get there.
There's work to be done.
And there's glory that this world needs to see in the children of God. Because they still sons of the kingdom. Now let's show them that there's a finished house they can move right into. Take a lot of these people right off the streets. You can say, "Come on over here to Biltmore Farms. We got a brand new house. We just built it. We just finished it. We want to get it." So they follow you. If they had to walk from Burnville to Ashford, they follow you. You promised you're going to give them back. And by the time they got that good, it could be burnt to the ground. But I'm promising you this, and God promises you this. He's got a house that's finished. It'll never be destroyed. It'll never be poured out. But there'll never one drop of rain ever pierce the roof. There'll never be one wind that'll be able to break up and build inside of it. You don't have to walk from Burnsville to Ashland. You might just have to step out. You only got to walk to the altar, I promise you. You exercise your faith and step out. He'll save you. You won't even worry about the walk. You won't even remember the walk. You know what? You'll step into a finished house. You don't ever lose the newness. I've been in our house 4 years, and they said that I saw the hell of wiring in place. Left the house. I've been in this house since I was 12 years old. They still wish to be the day of the place that y'all say. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. I pray everybody here tonight's got a finished house in their day. I pray you've presented your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. The inside's the finished house. You're just presenting the old frame as the living sacrifice. Lord, I walk for you. I devote my life to you. I want to walk like a Christian. I want to look like a Christian. I want people to recognize me. We celebrated that steeple going up there. Showed pictures of the whole church out there. Why? It's
left that cross extended up on the top of that, a lot of people might have looked by. What kind of house is that? You know what? I celebrate. I mourn when the cross is lifted up in my life. It was steeple that God set upon my life when I got born again. I rejoiced in that little peak. Because you know what? You'll see that steeple before you ever see that house. And you'll know you're headed for the church before you ever get to it. And all I want in this world, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. And all I want in this world, I want them to see my steeple. I want them to recognize that's God's before they ever see me. Before they ever see me, this old house, this old earthly tabernacle, I want them to see the steeple. I want them to see the cross of God lifted high. That's what the Lord gave me. I love you.